On the outside looking in. Gotta find a way, gotta find a way back to your heart, dear.
We're talking indoor-outdoor living concept and the evolution of that as we've seen it in the world of the housing market, in particular, right here in the great state of Arizona. We're talking with a good friend, longtime friend, Mr. Don Ryden of Ryden Architects, historical architect of great renown, right?
Yeah.
It's been said.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever.
I'm a modest man, but a highly accomplished man. We've always enjoyed our visits together, and we were talking about the Frank Lloyd Wright influence of bringing the outdoor in. And once you move out of these 50s and 60s ranch-style cubicle homes into something more like a Bucky Haver or any of the a little bit more contemporary where you've got a little bit more elbow room in each room. I mean, as a remodeler, we do well all year long taking load-bearing walls out and combining living and dining and kitchen. I mean, that's one of our biggest projects right now, month over month. You and I both knew, you knew him very well. I only had occasion to meet him once or twice. But architectural professor over at ASU,
right,
Cal Straub.
Right, Cal Straub was a great influence in my life and my career. First, he was my professor at ASU, and then he ended up becoming my boss when I got out of school. Worked for him, and he pretty much became my mentor as well. And he was quite a brilliant man. He was a real humanist. He just loved people, and he loved designing comfortable homes for them that had a spirit that just would never end. So he was a great influence on all of us back in 1969, 70.
Well, I didn't get to know him till I made my way to the ASU campus in 75, but all my roommates and all my best friends were in the School of Architecture. But I worked for an architect at the time who said, Rosie, you should go be an engineer. So I hung out with all the guys in the School of Architecture doing lab all afternoon from, you know, 1 in the afternoon till 11 o'clock at night. I was their meal runner.
You know? Oh, meal runner? Yeah. Did you make the little tree models for their
sometimes,
site plans?
Sometimes, sure, yeah, I did. To do that. But I was over in the Del Webb School of Engineering. But I didn't know anybody. I didn't know any architect alum from ASU from the 70s that didn't have a Cal Straub or George Christensen story.
That's true. I worked for them both after school, too.
And a couple times I met Cal was meeting him and George for a pizza and a cold drink at the old Organ Stop pizza shop. What was it, on 16th Street?
7th in Missouri.
7th in Missouri. That's right.
Oh, dear. I was a baby.
And you only had to meet Cal once or twice before you had a story about him.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Well, he gave us a whole lot to think about. I think with regards to our indoor-outdoor living theme today, the couple of things that he said always stick with me is that he basically said that every room in your house should have a related mirror image outdoor room, so that if you had a kitchen indoors, you had a kitchen outdoors, a living room in, a living room out, places to dine, place, all of that. Every room you should be able to flow outside and have a version of that function outdoors as well.
What a concept.
Yeah, well, It does make sense, especially here in our climate. You can do that for about 8-9 months of the year.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I was at a home just the other day where a family was telling us they've got heaters mounted on their back patio ceiling. And they say, you know, all January, February, we open all the doors of the house and we just turn those radiant heaters on the back patio. And that's our comfort through the whole home.
Oh, sure. That's because you've got all the electronics still on taking up vampire power.
Yeah,
and right. You're warming the house with your electronics and your refrigerator.
And just living in the showers and the cooking and everything else.
That's right.
But, I mean, they had their home really, truly set up as open, flowing.
Exactly. Exactly. And I guess that's really something that everybody is trying to seek in their lifestyles here in Arizona.
Now, one of the things that really help, one of the things that really helps you great architects is us great engineers, because the products and the engineering behind homes, I mean, we can now air condition a home for 60% less electricity through the evolution of the new air conditioning systems. So it allows you guys, hey, open her up, baby. We figured out insulation. We figured out reduced electrical consumption.
It's an amazing thing. We can't do without the gadgetry to supplement the passive solar lifestyle.
More with Don Ryden here at Rosie on the House when we get back.